There you go. That's a super chill song. And again, some personal songwriting there from Ted Z and the Wranglers. Afraid of Dying is the track. And that's off an EP that I'm holding in my hands right now. It is the Afraid of Dying EP. Ted Z's in studio right now with at least one of the Wranglers. Hi.
Yes, sir. How are you? Cheers.
Hi. Which Wrangler is accompanying us today? And where is everybody else?
Yeah. I'm Michael Myers. And everybody else is at their day job.
Yeah.
For the most part.
No one's at fault. It's just scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You know how that is.
That's what we got.
More or less.
So you guys are more or less a Southern California Orange County band, and we're happy to be a champion of your music. There's a CD release coming up soon and a new record coming out, right?
Yes, sir.
That's very exciting.
Yes, sir. August 2nd, we're doing our CD release at the Wayfair. That's in Costa Mesa, where a Detroit bar used to be. So we're really looking forward to that. We got the OC Weekly pushing it. We've got a bunch of cool sponsors on board. We've got Jack Surfboards. We've got some artists performing as well. We've got a bunch of giveaways. We've got another radio station involved. We've got some hats involved. Blind Tiger. If you've ever heard of them, they're from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting this thing on for us, so we're really excited. And I think there's a local artist.
There is. Christiana Lewis is going to be there displaying her art, and I actually think she's going to be doing some interesting live painting and
solid.
Maybe some interpretive dancing. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see how that all works out.
So is that the official release date of the new record?
Yes, physically. It's already digitally out, so you can get it online already.
But I got it.
But you got it in advance.
Copy, but you and you alone, CD. That is correct.
Sir. Right? Yes, and there's 5 tracks on this thing,
yep.
And I've been telling people they could expect more or less a high energy, kind of an alt country type of vibe. Would you say that's
absolutely
accurate?
I would say that's accurate 100%.
Right, right in the pipe.
On that particular EP, especially that one's a little bit more high octane and it's moving. There's a couple songs on there that aren't so fast, but they still have a lot of energy to them. So there's not really a ballad on that particular EP.
Uh-huh.
The cool thing is the brand new video that we have that accompanies the song. I think you're gonna play it in a minute here, Ball and Chain.
Right, mm-hmm.
And if they go on
YouTube.
Yeah.
Right. That must have been. That probably just came out.
Just came out.
Brand new too.
Cool.
Yeah. We did the Make Music Festival in Pasadena. And our friends from Blind Tiger came out and were kind enough to film the whole thing and turned it into this really, really cool video.
It's pretty sweet.
That's cool, man.
So, yeah.
So where can people find your stuff online? They could get
Ted Z and the Wranglers.com. You can find everything.
Cool. And how many releases up until now can people get from Ted Z?
We had a full album release called My Blood's Still Red, and that was 12 tracks. And then we did Afraid of Dying, which is there. And then we're currently releasing Like a King, which mm-hmm. is the newest CD. And we're actually in studio again working on another album called Ghost Train.
You can also find us on Pandora.
Yeah, Pandora.
Ted Z and the Wranglers.
So what artist do you think you could type up on Pandora? What do you think like it would give you if you type up Ted Z? What do you think some of those similar artists would be?
You're going to get some bands that aren't necessarily from this region of the country. A lot of different kind of Americana-type bands. I couldn't be specific here.
There are some good artists within that genre.
Oh, some great, great artists.
Yeah, and I'm loving it. We're going to hear a new song out of you guys in just a few minutes from now. Again, Ted Z and the Wranglers here in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. Off the air, we were hanging out. We were doing a little sound check behind the scenes. You were singing to the Morrissey song that we were playing. You were singing the Smashing Pumpkins song, you know. So obviously your musical tastes, you know, are vast.
Yeah.
How does that all, you know, and this, I guess this alternative country sound that comes out of you.
Right.
Like, where is it all coming from, man?
It's. I guess my roots are really, I was born in Nebraska, believe it or not. And my grandma was a country western singer. And I kind of grew up listening to Elvis, old Elvis, and like, you know, Ricky Nelson and Johnny Cash and Beatles and stuff like that too. But I think that's where it kind of was implanted in my mind, and it kind of took a step back as I grew up. And then I got into Bob Marley and all kinds of, you know, crazy, you know, good music, different kind of eclectic tunes. And then it's just kind of come full circle now to the writing style. It just makes sense. And the gentleman in the band, you know, they love that particular sound. We've got a lead guitar player named Jackson who's just incredible. Plays a hell of a slide guitar.
Cool.
We've got another guitar player that's also a monster harmonica player. And obviously Mike sings backup since it's just a great drummer, and then we've got a killer bassist. So the band just kind of melds with that sound.
Right, and it's a five-piece.
Five-piece,
right?
Yeah. And sometimes we have a sixth member come in too.
Yeah.
And he just got a brand new banjo, so sometimes there's a little banjo.
Solid. Yeah. Yeah, so, that sounds great. Yeah.
Can you have too much banjo?
No, I don't think you can.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's from the cowbell school music or something like that. Ted Z and the Wranglers live in our Pearl Street studios.
Cheers.
Is it okay? Can we hear a brand new song from you guys?
Let's do Ball and Chain.
Okay, yeah. And then we'll come back. We'll talk about it. I do have some questions about just the Orange County music scene, if there is a music scene. I have no idea.
We're still looking for it.
So we're going to play track 4 off the new release. This is new now from Ted Z and the Wranglers. It is called Ball and Chain. Then more from our Pearl Street studios right after this. Something totally rocking from Ted Z and the Wranglers. It is Ball and Chain, track 4 off their upcoming release right here on listener-supported KX93.5. The production value is really great in that. Where'd you guys record, and were there any producers of note who you linked up with?
Yeah, we recorded our own studio. It's called the Beehive Studio. It's in Costa Mesa. That's kind of where we call home. That's where all our gear's at. And our producer is a guy named Scott Schlommer. He's unbelievable, and he's worked with us on all our albums so far. And he's just a dynamite guy that is an incredible musician. Beyond that, he just kind of knows what we want.
Yeah.
And he's really good.
It's easy to work with in the studio.
Great guy.
And you guys already have songs too. You already recorded the next record? Or
The next record, all the acoustic stuff is done, and the drums are done. So next step is probably bass, and we'll probably do that this weekend.
Wow, that's great you haven't even officially released the new album, and then you're just sitting on these songs and ready to rip into them in the studio.
We are working.
That's good news.
We got lots of songs.
Yeah, that's great. So what do you guys want to play for us today?
We're going to do a song off of that new album, Like a King. This one's called Tomorrow.
Cool. Again, so. Ted Z and the Wranglers.
Me.
Ted Z and a Wrangler.
Ted Z and the Wrangler, yeah.
Vocal KX 93.5. Usually it'd be a five-piece plugged in, rocking right in front of your face. Maybe a pedal steel. Who knows? But we brought a cajon and an acoustic guitar, right?
Yeah, so.
So this is going to be special.
It's going to be real laid back. Anyhow, this song is called Tomorrow. It's kind of a love song, but it goes something like this. I said, honey, let's go in. Let's take that long road down south. Let's say the words, three words we never ever said. These dusty back roads, lick got a love song left to sing. Save for the ones with ears and eyes and hopes and dreams. Well, she said, baby, so is tomorrow. And I said, darling, all we ever have. Here today, we watch the midday sun dip in the night and a new day come. The sky turned gray, she cried her eyes out into tears of rain. The season's gone, a dim lit light and a new sad song. Southbound train tears through the lies that we won't make. Well, she said, baby, so is tomorrow. Well, I said, darling, I will ever have. It's here today.
Well done, you guys. That's
thank you so much.
Really good stuff, and I'm sold, frankly. That's Ted Z and the Wranglers right here on listener-supported KX93.5, the super stripped-down KX93.5 exclusive. At least that's what I'm calling it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, man, it was a lot of fun. Cheers.
You guys, again, Orange County band.
Orange County band, absolutely.
Yeah, Orange County, obviously a tweener between Los Angeles and San Diego County.
Yeah.
I've learned that there is... quite the music scene, frankly. I mean, the last Orange County Music Awards went down, and I was looking at like their Facebook feed or something, and I was like, wow, I know that band. And I was like, wow, I know that band. And I was like, unbelievable. Yeah, there's a lot of great music around.
I would say so. I think that in this particular genre, especially, it's getting better and better on the Americana kind of genre. There's a lot of good bands around here, and it seems to be up and coming. And I would say the Orange County scene is getting better and better. And it is kind of an in-betweener, you know. It's tough to take this thing and go up to L.A. and kind of get folks involved. And then, you know, you got to head down to San Diego. But, yeah, Orange County has been always real friendly with us. And, you know, we're proud to be from here. So
what are some of the venues that that independent bands might be able to book? I mean, obviously there's, some of those Orange County venues.
Yeah, I mean, I think the place we're playing is supposedly up and coming. The Wayfair is supposed to be a really great place to play music. The Observatory, obviously, a great place to play music. I think Casa's a pretty hot spot right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of what else is around.
What about Little Mothers down in
Mothers
Sunset
is
Beach,
rad.
Man.
We play, yeah. If you guys haven't been to Mothers,
oh
you should.
Wow, that
yeah.
sounds great.
It's a fun little biker bar.
They're crazy.
And it's fun. It's a wild. Me? If you're looking for a wild Sunday or Saturday yeah. afternoon, man, it gets yeah. pretty crazy.
I've known some artists who are booking shows in Santa Ana. You
yeah,
know? And,
yeah,
right. And Costa Mesa, mm-hmm. you know, those type of venues.
The Art District in Santa Ana is great.
Is it really? Yeah, I had no idea that was even a yeah. thing.
There's some really really cool spots down there.
That's cool.
Yeah. So Orange County has some things to offer. Absolutely, you know.
Yeah, I think so. Again, the CD release is coming up on the 2nd?
Yes, August 2nd, Saturday night.
Please come out, guys. Support. We got the record company playing from L.A. They're unbelievable. Ranger's coming out from L.A. She's insane. Hank and her ponies is playing. They're local. And then we'll be closing the night out, Ted Z and the Wranglers. We'd love to have all
that
you guys there.
That sounds fun. I want to see yeah. you guys at Pappy and Harriet's in Pioneer
Pappy
Town.
And
do
Harriet's.
You play that game?
We've knocked no. on their door.
Oh, you yeah. got to do
We're
it.
We're going to go
know.
Up there.
You know? Fit in like a glove, right?
Yeah, I think so. They'd love you up there. Awesome. Again, anything to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with Ted Z and the Wranglers thus far?
You know what? The essence of our band is that we're just a bunch of guys that are good friends and love playing music. So when you come see a show, you're going to have a good time.
And, it's a party.
You know, it's a party.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Although a lot of the songs are slower, you know, on some of these albums, when we play live, it's a rock and roll
it's
show.
It's on.
That sounds
sure.
great.
So yeah, it's just a good time.
Right.
You know, so if you're looking to have a good time and rock and roll and dance, you know, and listen to some good tunes and just basically have a good time.
Well,
come
let's
out
link
see.
Up soon and we can
Absolutely.
Do a thing maybe for some of our listeners and throw a show. Like
We'd love
the cool
to
thing
do
about
it.
Radio is you can dream up anything to do with artists and listeners and go out and sell it, you know,
Absolutely.
Find sponsors to things. Yeah.
We love it, man. Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Awesome. Again, the new record available very, very soon to the general public. It is called Like a King from Ted Z and the Wranglers. Thanks for stopping
Once
by.
Once again, thank you so much for having us. Cheers, you guys.
Thanks Peace. For supporting Independent Radio.
You got it, man.
Here's our jingle.
KX93.5.